Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports on this Tuesday. And, of course, news breaking yesterday about the impending retirement of Carrollton High head basketball coach Tim Criswell. No surprise, but always a sad note when one of the great people in the coaching profession decides it's time to step down. Tim Criswell, a local legend as a player for the Trojans, as a player at West Georgia, as a coach of the Trojans, way more important than any of that, a husband, a father, and one of the finest people you will ever meet anywhere. The impact he made on so many lives is immeasurable. Tim Criswell, congratulations on just a tremendous career and maybe a big finish for the Trojans in this basketball season. Speaking of this Tuesday, it is basketball coming up tonight. High schools around the area, Villarica and East Paulding in that Class 5A league coming up tonight. Central entertaining Troop County coming up this evening. Murray County will be at Harrelson County in AAA. Double-A games tonight. We'll find Tipple playing at Callaway and Bremen at home against Heard County tonight. Our Class A teams has Bowden all the way up at Chickamauga. They'll take on Gordon Lee this evening. And it'll be Mount Zion at home against Northcop Christian. Coming up tonight in prep basketball, West Georgia back at it again Thursday. Valdosta State in the Coliseum. The women will go at 5:30. Men's tip scheduled at 7:30 for the Wolves and the Blazers. Speaking of West Georgia, we're a little over a week away from the annual Wolves leadoff dinner, a week from Thursday evening. Jeff Francoeur of the Atlanta Braves broadcast team, former Braves player, will be the guest speaker at this year's event. If you'd like ticket information, you can get that online, the same place you get anything online about Wolves athletics at uwgsports.com. College basketball, handful of good ball games coming up around the country. Tonight, top 25 action. It was a quiet Monday, but a lot of the top 25 back at it tonight. Louisville at Pitt has a chance to be a fun ball game tonight. In the Big East, DePaul at Villanova may bear watching. Kansas at Oklahoma tonight also worthy of a look. Well, speaking of college athletics, LSU, the national champion in college football, spotted Clemson some early. Clemson couldn't keep up with them, and it would have taken essentially perfection. It just wasn't quite there last night. LSU runs away and wins their first national championship in a while. One of the most dominant teams in the history of college football. Kansas City favored 7.5 in the NFL playoffs over Tennessee this weekend. 49ers favored 7.5 over Green Bay. If it holds true, it'll be a Chief 49er. Red and yellow versus red and gold in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks in Miami. And that's sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.